What's going on with the city of Kemmer that you wanted to mention today?
Well, we actually had some very good news in the JCPenney front. Some people may have heard JCPenney's is still going to continue just in time for their Christmas. Their JCPenney's has been, I believe, bought by another company, and they're still going to keep, as far as I know, the JCPenney brand. And so what that means for Kemmer is a few things. They're not going to be selling, as far as I know, the store anymore. It's hopefully they're going to keep that mother store there here in the Triangle area. So that's some good news. They are trying to be more efficient in their operations, and they're actually moving their headquarters from one big complex to a smaller place. And I don't know if it's somewhere near Plano, Texas. The Plano, Texas is where they've been. But as all part of that, they weren't able, when they moved, to actually keep the JCPenney. There's a famous JCPenney statue. And so they actually offered to donate, because we have such a good heritage here, entrepreneurial heritage with JCPenney in our community. They donated it to the city of Kemmer, and our city council and mayor approved the ability to receive that publicly in a special session this week. And now we need to pay for the how to take it down and all of that. And so I think it's going to cost a few thousand dollars to take it down and then transport it. But you know, we would love to have any donations from the community to help offset that cost. It's such a great thing for our community to be able to keep that. We still get to figure out where we're going to put it, but we're just really excited about having the opportunity to receive that JCPenney statue.
That's really cool. So this is coming from Texas, and the statue is of JCPenney himself, right?
That is correct, yes. And there's some plaques that actually mention Kemmer and the history of JCPenney's that are coming along with it. So we're just ecstatic, really, to have that opportunity to receive that gift from them. And you know, I think what it could do is that they mentioned there's a lot of people that work for JCPenney's that really want to come, may want to come and see the statue just to, because they are in such a love for the company. So that could mean some more visitors. And then when people come here, we're thinking maybe when people come here to take pictures in front of the mother store there, maybe they'll take a picture in front of the JCPenney statue as well. So bring in some more tourism as well.
So. That's very cool. So this is a big deal, though, not just because of the statue, but for a while there was concern that the mother store would be sold and it wouldn't be in Kemmer anymore. And so the fact that it's not only are you getting the statue, that the fact that the store is still going to remain open and operational and be there, that's a big deal.
And it's also a big deal, you know, nationwide. The stores that are profitable, as I'm assuming, are still going to stay open, and they're going to keep the brand and keep the heritage of the business. It's a competitive environment, and they're adapting to the change they mentioned to me. And they had already planned on adapting to some of the changes they'd seen. And so I think we're just excited for the brand to continue as well.
Absolutely. We're with Brian Muir this morning, Kemmer City Administrator. Anything else you wanted to bring up this morning, Brian?
Well, we actually have a new restaurant that's going to be opening up. It's in the same place as the old Hemsford Grill there, and it's going to be called The Kettle. So they're going to be opening soon, and so we're excited to have a new restaurant opportunity here in addition to our other restaurants here. There's also the Caribou Cafe here, that it's under new ownership. There's also the Sage Lanes, where you can go bowling and also eat, is open again. And so they're kind of coming out of the COVID challenges on top of things again. And LJ's, our Mexican restaurant here, has new signage. And our Bootleggers restaurant is still going strong, and as far as I know. And so we're just excited that we have lots of eating and dining opportunities here, and for people that want to have a variety of things to do.
Certainly makes a difference. I'll agree with that. Absolutely. Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, joining us for our monthly update from the city of Kemmer. Did we catch it all, Brian, or was there anything else?
Well, we're actually, there's a couple of things. I went to the Rocky Mountain Power IRP meeting online recently, and there are some chances for our power plants in the area. They're factoring in carbon capture and utilization and storage into their IRP, and they're studying it, and they're studying factoring in the Q45 carbon capture tax credits and what that might mean for their bottom line if they want to possibly keep it open. And not just our plant here in Kemmer, but they're also looking at other plants in Wyoming. So I think it's some hope for obviously for the coal-fired power industry. And it remains to be seen what the numbers are going to show. There's also, even without that, there's also a chance of keeping number one and number two open until 2028 if they can factor in cost of some new ponds, ash ponds, I think they call them, and try to fit and comply with some of the environmental impacts there. It's just a matter of, though, the cost and if it makes sense. So we're just going to be cautiously optimistic here, as always, on the power plant, there's lots of possibilities for it. So the second thing I was going to mention is we're trying to diversify our economy as well, of course, and we're working on a website and with our consultant on trying to showcase Kemmer, and we're hoping to team up with Diamondville as well to co-brand with them, and also co-brand with the county and South Aiken County Economic Development Corporation. So we're doing lots of work, hard work, and trying to do what we can during these challenging times.
Absolutely. Well, appreciate all your efforts, Brian, and thanks so much for joining us today, and thanks for the updates.
My pleasure.
That's Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, this morning, joining us on the SBI Radio Network.